Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're doing well. Now, I posted on my stories recently about a vision plan that I'd created. This is actually something that I've been doing for many years. I was on the way back from Dubai and I shared the fact that I had created an 8-page detailed structure of what's going to be happening for me over the next couple of years. And it actually sparked a lot of interest from you guys. So I wanted to put a video together, an episode of the podcast together, so that you could understand not only how I vision plan, but try and inspire you to do your own. Now, vision planning essentially is this. Is taking everything that you want and placing it down in front of you, giving yourself permission to have the things that you want in your life, to reach certain milestones in your life. I am no different to you. I've been in industry quite a lot longer than many of you, but I've had the same opportunities as you to think of something that I want, which you have that opportunity to find where that information lies, the gaps in my knowledge, the gaps in my skills, and dedicate myself and apply myself to learning those things that give me the opportunity to get to where I want to be. Those of you who have never followed me before, haven't really kind of heard of me before, I left school not really doing very well. And I think the number one thing when I left school was lost. I loved sport. I loved going to the gym. The gym made me feel happy. It made me feel confident. But I've never really delved into what was going on in my mind, what my thoughts were trying to tell me. You see, what you think about every day, the actions that you do mainly every single day, show evidence to you of the things that you deeply care about. And when I finished school, there was this underlying energy inside of me that was saying, you love being in the gym. You love being in the gym, but I didn't listen. And I went and tried to become a surveyor. Wasn't happy, kept going to the gym until I kind of listened to what was going on inside my head and became a personal trainer. Took out a loan and became a personal trainer. Why is this important? Because it was the first real time that I listened to what's going on in my head, and I thought, well, if I listen more to that, and then I fill the gaps of my knowledge, and then I watch the fact that I end up as a personal trainer, it was my first real insight into vision planning. Now, I didn't really know what I was doing, and it wasn't until about 18 months, 2 years into being a personal trainer that I started working with a lady who went on to be an incredibly accomplished NLP coach. And she introduced me to the book, The Secret, Manifestation. And the whole idea of manifestation is placing your intention towards something, and the law of attraction states that what you think about and you place your intention towards, it'll come true. And I kind of wasn't a big believer in this, to the point whereby I don't think that you can just want something and it happens. My viewpoint on this is, if you want something and you place enough intention and certainty towards it, but then you take the necessary action, anything is possible. If you're watching this or listening to this, I promise you, from my own experience and also the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of coaches that myself and my team have impacted all over the world through our business coaching programs, through our personal training mentorship. If you place intention and take action, anything is possible. Anything, anything, anything. So around about the age of 24, 25, 26, that 3-year gap, I started to ask myself more. If I become a personal trainer off the back of asking myself questions and place some intention and then take an action, what else is possible? If I then take what's in my head and actually really get detailed in my head about what I want. Now, in the early stages of vision planning, what I used to do is say, what do I want? And then I would place my intention towards it and I would achieve it. And it wasn't until probably 6 or 7 years later that I started studying the work of Dr. John DeMartini. And I was advised that writing it down is more important than anything else. Because the great saying, if it's in your head, it's dead. Now, we all have thousands and thousands and thousands of thoughts every single day. And trying to compartmentalize them when we are in the early days for me, comparing myself against other people, you know, looking at what everybody else is doing, it's easy to get sidetracked with what's truly, truly meaningful to you. So what I did is I then said, okay, let me take this thing that's going on in my head, and this is what I'm encouraging you to do too. Let me take this thing that's in my head and let me put it down on paper. And I would think as far ahead as I could. Now, it's great to have macro goals. In 5 years' time, I want to be doing this. In 10 years' time, what I've noticed, especially with a lot of fitness professionals, is that 5 to 10 year goal, you just can't even fathom out where you could be. You could say, you know, I'd love to have a big house, and it doesn't really have a lot of detail to it, so it really doesn't mean anything. What I started to look at was 1 to 2 years away. Now, the minute that you start to give yourself the permission to think 1 or 2 years away, actually a bigger goal comes true. So I like to start smaller and then work up to create something on the macro level, on the bigger level. So what I will do now is I'll think, okay, 1 to 2 years ahead for me is really realistic. I can see it. I can feel it. It's in my heart. It's in my soul. So here's how I start my vision planning. I take what's ever in my head about what I want to achieve. If, for example, you want to have a full diary of clients by a year's time, whether it's online clients, you might want another 25, 30 clients, whatever it may be. If you want to travel in a year's time, if you actually want to be in a committed relationship in a year's time, at this stage, it doesn't have to be anything apart from just words. The first stage of a vision plan is words. And you just start to put down what's ever in your head. And where a lot of people struggle with a vision plan is they think they should be writing certain stuff down. No, this is the opportunity for you to write down what you want. Not should, not things that you think the world expects of you, your family, your friends, your uncles, your aunties, your brothers, your sisters. It's not about that. It's your vision plan. And you separate it into personal and professional. Now, the first thing about creating a professional one, in my opinion, is to create a personal one. Because like myself and my wife, we have huge personal goals. And we sit every Friday night, myself and my wife sit and we have a gin and tonic. And we sit, and the gin and tonic actually is less about the gin and tonic, it's more about the significant moment in the week where we stop and we connect and we talk. And very often we visualize, we talk about where things are going. We're constantly talking about where we want to be. And then every 6 months we'll sit and we'll write it out. And it starts with writing down the bullet points of where we want to be in 1 to 2 years time, what we want to have, what we want to own, places we want to have visited. And something I talk a lot about is actually giving yourself permission. This is very, very important. Permission is granting yourself access to whatever it is that you want. Grant yourself access to whatever it is that you want. And that piece of paper becomes your wish list. And that is really important when I'm talking to you right now. I want to have these things. Now, in videos I've done previously, we talk about reverse engineering. We'll get to that shortly. But the first thing is to actually say what I want. In business, do you want to eventually have a coach working for you? Do you want to be earning $10,000 a month? Do you want to be earning $5,000 a month? What type of business? Where have you got to within your business? What are you traveling to learn? Who are you traveling to learn from? Has there been a rebrand in your business? Are you now, for example, working with weight loss clients, but in a year to 2 years' time, you want to be working specifically with body transformation clients? All of these things that you're writing down on one or two pieces of paper are just lots and lots of things. What you're doing is a brain dump of the things that you most want. The next step in vision planning, once you've given yourself permission to articulate and write. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're expecting to do this sat on a train for 15 to 20 minutes or, you know, taking some notes when you've got like half an hour free, it doesn't work like that. The number one thing that you need to do when it comes to vision planning is you need 1, 2, 3, 4 hours. I spent 5 hours on the way back from Dubai on a flight writing detail. And it started off with writing on two pages, personally where I want to be, professionally where I want to be, personally where myself and my wife want to be, having conversations and just giving myself a chance to write and write and write and write. That was the most important thing. The next thing is this, and this is very, very important. The next thing is actually getting to writing out as if this has already happened. Now, this is a really, really important moment. Write it out as if it has actually happened. It's 2014. Now, I will openly admit to you guys and tell you some truths right now. Not a lot of people know this, but I bought a house in Dubai. I'm going to be leaving the UK. Not for good, I'm keeping coming back, but for a long time now, my wife and I have had a dream of living in Dubai and moving. And about 18 months ago, 2 years ago, I said, we wrote a vision plan. And we said in 2024, we'll be living in Dubai. And it's now the end of 2022. And it just goes to show that the intensity that we wrote down this vision of moving to Dubai has come 2 years early. And so what generally happens when you write a vision plan is if you're already there, it materializes a lot quicker, because what starts to happen when you vision plan is you start to really place in your head the conversations that my wife and I have. There's something I learned which was incredibly valuable throughout my career, and I'll tell you in a second, so bear with me, that actually helps you to bring this all to life. Something that's incredibly, incredibly powerful. Now, when you write your vision plan out, as we did when we said we wanted to move to Dubai, we say this: it's Christmas 2024, Christmas 2025. I'm living in a beautiful house in a particular area of Dubai. We're spending our days doing this. And we meet friends and we do this. I own X particular car, maybe. I'm traveling to see my family every 3 months. My family have been able to come out to see me and my wife. And you write it out as if it's already happened. I've got a team of 2 coaches that are now working for me. They travel over to see me once a year as a team, or every 6 months. And you start to detail what's happening. We're now working with X amount of clients. Our price points changed. The level of results that we're achieving has completely changed. We've grown the team in these particular areas. This is happening within the business, and this is how we're all feeling about the business. We've changed this particular structure, and this now happens in a different way. You need to write this as if it's already happened. Vision planning is about writing it down as if it's already happened. I promise you, this is gonna happen. When you start writing down what you want, it's like quite hard pulling it out of your head, right? You're writing down, I want a certain type of car, I wanna live in a particular area, I want to have built a house, I wanna buy a house, I wanna moved out from my parents' house, I want to have rented my own first property, whatever it is that you wanna do. I want to have gone from 2,000 a month to 4,000 a month. I want to have learned this, I want to have learned that. And you just write it all down, scattered on a piece of paper. And then when you say it's 2014 and I've just completed this certification, that now marks the 10th certification. I'm now a recognized face in my local gym as a personal trainer. I'm now a recognized name regionally for the work that I'm doing with coaching programs, my group program, or even worldwide with my online coaching business. Once you start to write this out as if this is what I am, what will then start to happen is this feeling of inspiration, energy, will start to come into you. So writing it down doesn't really do that. It's like excited things that you're writing down. The second thing is where you're really, really starting to put detail. And if there's not a lot of detail, there won't be a lot of inspiration. There won't be. When you start to really, really write it down, you'll start to feel your heart bubble and your brain get excited and your smile on your cheeks just start to hurt a little bit. And you think, I'm actually writing out what will happen. It's insanely, insanely valuable. Now, here is something that I want to share with you. When you really start to write this down, and I'm encouraging you to do not just one, two, three, four pages, and I trust me, if you go to page one, you'll feel a bit of excitement. If you go to page two, you'll feel a bit more of excitement. Get to three, and your level of inspiration and energy to literally put your pad down and go and start to work on your business goes insanely high. But if you don't feel that, you need to keep writing, because the more detail, the more inspiration. The more inspiration, you'll be able to start thinking, what are the things that I now need to do to start moving that forward? That's when we start reverse engineering your plan. We start to look at the next year, the next 2 years, and say, right, what has to happen today? What has to happen today? And that's where I can do another video about how you reverse engineer your vision. But the first step is to actually put your vision out, because do you know what? When you're inspired, when you feel deeply motivated to do something that's deeply energizing inside of you, you'll start to write a list down of all the things that you know you need to do. In fact, it becomes so crystal clear what you need to do, you just crack on and do it. Now, there is something that I also learned, which is so important when it comes to vision planning, and that is mapping it out in your mind and giving yourself some connection. So my wife and I, in terms of moving to Dubai, in terms of doing what we want to do with our lives, my wife has an oud smell, a scent, perfume, an Arabic oud smell. We have a song that reminds us of our vision. And we regularly in the car will play the song. It's One Night in Dubai. We also have the Dua Lipa and Elton John song. And those two songs for us, when we play them, bring our vision alive. When I hear that, when I smell the oud that my wife wears, we bought it in the airport in Dubai. And when she wears it, we talk about Dubai, we talk about our vision together. And so it's really, really important you start to associate some music, associate maybe a music song, a music video, or a scent, or something that when you smell it, see it, hear it, it reminds you of your vision plan. And then you intensify with a partner or on your own, you just think and you really start to bring to life the vision plan that you've spent so much time putting together. I'm going to say this in closing. Having an idea in your head and leaving it there, it doesn't bring strength. Now, you can have a vision plan of where you'd like to get to, and you surprise yourself in 3 or 4 months' time and it actually happens, or a year's time when it happens. But think of it like this. The more detail, the more inspiration. The more effort, the more inspiration. The more inspiration, the likelihood of you sticking to it and focusing on it is 10 times higher. I encourage you to do a vision plan. I encourage you to take time to really put hard work in here. Now, vision planning and master planning is something that myself and my team teach inside our business coaching programs. It's something that we really, really, really focus on with every single coach that comes inside our programs. If you want to go to the description box, if you're watching this now on YouTube, and click the link, you'll be able to go through and see our coaching programs. You can book a call with my team and find out exactly how we do this and how we can help you to take your business to the next level too. If you're listening to this on iTunes, then all you need to do is go to the link in my bio on my Instagram page, MarkColesM10, and you'll be able to click on any of the links and find out what we do within our coaching programs. If you want to speak to me directly, send me a message on Instagram and I will send you a link where you can book in and speak to my team. But for now, if you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. If you're on Instagram, if you're on iTunes and you're listening to the podcast, please do me a favor, share this on your Instagram stories. Let everybody know vision planning is the key to success. For now, take care. And I'll see you in the next video or on the next episode of the Mastery Podcast.